Juan Gabriel is most famous for his love songs, including this one. It's a love song he wrote to Ciudad Juárez, the Mexican border city where he grew up. It's the biggest door into the most beautiful country, he croons, describing Juárez as precious, loyal, and sincere. Claiming Juan Gabriel as a native son is a huge point of pride for a city whose image is often tainted by drugs and violence. Outside Gabriel's palatial mansion, not far from the historic downtown, it's a non-stop party, complete with mariachis. The ornate fencing around his home is covered in multicolored wreaths, balloons, and handwritten notes that say thank you and I love you. Sure, there's a few tears, but the overwhelming emotion is joy.
En mi casa le gusta mi mamá.
Gloria Garcia is a publicist with bright lipstick who says that in her house, everybody listens to Juan Gabriel. Her mom, her kids, and grandkids. Juan Gabriel filled our hearts in a way that no artist can ever replace, she says. To understand why, you've got to turn to his roots. Juan Gabriel's life played out like a telenovela.
Mi nombre es José Antonio Elguea.
José Antonio Elguea used to play in a Spanish band called Los Churumbeles. His family owned a couple of restaurants in downtown Juárez where a young Juan Gabriel would sing in exchange for meals. Gabriel spent most of his childhood in an orphanage. As he got older, he performed anywhere he could, bars, buses, restaurants.
Oiga, maestro, fíjese que yo tengo una canción.
One day, Elguea says Gabriel came to ask his opinion on a song he'd just written. Then he began to play the song.
Y era precisamente esa de no tengo dinero ni nada que dar.
No tengo dinero ni nada que dar. Lo único que tengo es amor para amar.
This song led to Gabriel's first recording contract in 1971. It's called No Tengo Dinero, or I Don't Have Any Money. It's about choosing love over money, a common theme in his music.
He was just so humble from the heart.
Justino Aguila is a freelance journalist who writes about Latin music.
And because he really is a true rags-to-riches story, I think people resonated to that. You could be a mechanic, or you could be a wealthy Latino millionaire or billionaire, and Juan Gabriel got to you either way.
And that was the secret to his success. He could fill major concert halls in Mexico and the U.S. In 2009, he was named Person of the Year by the Latin Recording Academy and was nominated for 2 Grammys. A day after his death, President Obama called Gabriel a beloved artist who transcended borders and generations.
Poco a poco, lentamente, enseñaste a vivir.
In a studio apartment, a trio of young Juarez musicians rehearse one of Gabriel's duets. 22-year-old Sergio Duran studied for 15 years in a boys' boarding school started by Juan Gabriel. The school closed a year ago when funding dried up. Duran was an orphan himself when he started there. Now, he earns a living making music.
Para mí es mi ídolo, lógicamente.
Without that opportunity, I don't know where I'd be, Duran says. Juan Gabriel is my idol. In Ciudad Juárez, I'm Mónica Ortiz Uribe.
Ya no vivo por vivir. Ya no